Because today is Rejoice Sunday, I thought it would be appropriate to start with a joke, right? To make us smile and laugh. That's what joy or rejoicing is. But I couldn't find any good jokes. So I was reading the scriptures, and there's a joke right in the scriptures this morning. It's just perfect. Okay, so bear with me here. It's in the second reading, if you want to find it yourself. Listen for this one. You heard it, but you might not have thought it was funny the first time you heard it, okay? The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient. Have you ever heard of a patient farmer? Ha ha ha. Neither have I, hey? No, I'm just kidding. See, God is trying to tell us that the farmer is the most patient of people. That means that farmers are the holiest people out there. God is commanding the farmers. He says, the farmer is patient, so you also must be patient. Usually he says, God is like this, therefore you have to be like that. Now Jesus is comparing perfect people to farmers. So I just thought I'd give that one to you guys today. So why patience? Why joy? Why this pink candle in the middle of Advent? It reminds us, in the middle of this busy, hectic, stressful season, to stop. To pause and to think about why we're doing all of this. We're doing it to bring joy into the world. That's why we put up Christmas lights. That's why we yell at people when we're trying to do our baking. That's why we, right? We're doing this for God, for family, for our church, for our community as well. And so, are we bringing joy? What kind of mood are we in this Advent season? Christians are called to have and to bring joy, not because everything is perfect, not because our lives are better than others, not because we have no problems, but because we have Jesus. So even when we're tempted to be an impatient farmer, even when we're tempted to be bitter or angry at how things are going in our lives or this Advent, we remember that Jesus is with us and he's called to bring us joy. Joy, how? In the gospel, Jesus tells us of all these healing miracles. And it's healing miracles happen even today, that people are being healed, that people are coming back to Jesus, that people are realizing the blessings that God has given them in their lives. And yet it's so easy to concentrate on all the negatives, concentrate on all the times that people aren't being healed, concentrate on all the bad news when Jesus is asking us to look for the miracles. So is this a season then where we get together with family so we have more people to complain with or about? Or is it a season where we look for the miracles that are happening? Is it like the second reading then, where once it praises the farmer, but then it says, brothers and sisters, do not grumble against one another so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. When Jesus is knocking on our doors this Advent or Christmas season, are we joyfully welcoming him into our hearts?